Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Ahead of the New York primary next week, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are campaigning in New York City. Sanders will hold a big rally tonight in Manhattan. As NPR's Tamara Keith explains, earlier today, Clinton spoke to a prominent civil rights group.
Hillary Clinton told the National Action Network convention she's running for president to break down barriers. She talked about racial disparities in America and talked up her new environmental justice proposal.
See, I believe that Democrats have a special obligation. If we're going to ask African Americans to vote for us, we cannot take you or your vote for granted.
Throughout this primary season, Clinton has gotten her most reliable support from African-American voters over the age of 30. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders will speak to the National Action Network convention Thursday morning. Tamara Keith, NPR News, New York.
President Obama says the U.S. and its partners have momentum in the fight against the Islamic State, or ISIL. Obama commenting today at CIA headquarters after meeting with his national security advisors to review progress in forcing the group from Iraq and Syria. While difficult, the president says the U.S. is making progress in fighting those who kill innocent people.
As we've seen so tragically, from Brussels to Istanbul to Iraq, where ISIL slaughtered children watching soccer, these depraved terrorists still have the ability to inflict horrific violence on the innocent, to the revulsion of the entire world. With attacks like these, ISIL hopes to weaken our collective resolve. Once again, they have failed.
Obama says the U.S., meanwhile, will continue to work to secure a diplomatic resolution to Syria's civil war, even as a fragile ceasefire remains in place there. Tens of thousands of Verizon workers from Virginia to Massachusetts went on strike today after the company and unions failed to come to terms on a new contract. Reporter Anthony Brooks from member station WBUR caught up with striking workers on the picket line in Boston.
Workers carried signs with slogans like "Fighting Corporate Greed" at Verizon. Brian Phillips is with the IBEW, one of two unions that represents striking wireline workers. He says they've been working without a contract for the past 8 months and calls Verizon's offer unacceptable.
This is like corporate greed at the worst, in my opinion. I mean, this company, it's happening everywhere. They want you to take less and less, and people have been accepting it, and I think it's enough's enough.
Workers say Verizon wants to cut back employee benefits despite earning billions in profits. Verizon says it offered a 6% raise, but needs to trim some worker health care costs and retirement benefits to remain competitive. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks in Boston.
The country's biggest coal company has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, St. Louis-based Peabody Energy, citing a combination of regulatory, technological, and economic changes that have slammed the industry. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher. The Dow was up 187 points. This is NPR. The head of the Republican Party is responding to comments from Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump that the current system is rigged against him. National Republican Committee Chair Reince Priebus saying today the nominating process has been known for more than a year by the candidates, and it's the responsibility of the candidates to understand the rules. Trump's campaign has missed deadlines in a number of states for locking down delegates. Lawmakers in Ukraine say they've reconciled differences and chosen a new prime minister and government to lead that country. From Moscow, Charles Maines has more.
In a video address on Facebook, the head of the Ukrainian parliament, Volodymyr Groysman, said he'd agreed to lead the new government as prime minister, a move Groysman said should help overcome a political crisis triggered when his predecessor quit last Sunday. The official vote will be held tomorrow. Yet political infighting, charges of corruption, and a simmering civil war with pro-Russian fighters in Ukraine's east have all injected uncertainty into Ukrainian politics, delaying billions of dollars of critical foreign aid in the process. Groysman's ascent to the prime minister's post now appears to consolidate power around Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, who came to office following a 2014 street revolution that ousted Kiev's pro-Russian leadership in favor of building closer ties with Europe. For NPR News, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.
The end of an era tonight when Kobe Bryant ends his celebrated career with the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers host the Utah Jazz tonight, and Bryant will bow out as the only NBA player to spend a 20-year career with the same team. 37-year-old will walk off the court in front of devoted fans. Bryant leaves as the third leading scorer in league history and an 18-time All-Star. He's expected to play for more than 37 minutes tonight. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.